Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crowe. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Tausig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ramon Monzont. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ramon Monzont. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Tausig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzont fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Haddix, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crowe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hook for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Taussig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taussig hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Crow. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. Jablonski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jablonski tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Giants. Don Taussig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taussig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taussig hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taussig, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 0-for-1 in the game. Monzant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Burgess moves to second. DeFondi pinch runs for George Crow. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Burgess scores. Fondi moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Stu Miller now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Taussig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Burgess and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Don Taussig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taussig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taussig strikes out. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Stu Miller. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a pop-up towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Mixis now playing right field. Ed Bailey now catching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spencer. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for Don Tausig. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.